It's Words and Music with Marcus King here at WMOT Roots Radio. It is great to see you.
It's great to see you again.
I love that we can get together some way, somehow.
Can't stop us. Not a chance.
It's really been funny doing quarantines because we've of late had many, many appearances of cats and dogs. I guess that they're getting used to this concept and they want to see what's going on now, where before they were just slinking away. So I'm happy that quarantine might be over at some point in the not too distant future, but the dogs and the cats they're going to miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting used to having us around.
That's so true. And it's been such an incredible year for you. Even though we've been in quarantine, I want to congratulate you on all of the accolades that you get and for the Grammy nomination. How did that feel when you found out?
I'm glad I was sitting down. I was so taken aback. It's been such a whirlwind of a year, and for that news to come right at the end of the year, you know, it was such a blessing, and I was able to let my grandmother know that I had been nominated for a Grammy before she passed, unfortunately. 90 years old, God rest her soul. What a beautiful woman. I'm really happy that she got to know that.
That is an awesome thing. I'm sorry to hear about your grandma, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
So El Dorado was kind of a city of gold concept, and heralded your coming to Nashville to live. You want to talk about how all that came together?
Yeah, I mean, it was such a serendipitous thing. You know, I remember playing a gig in Phoenix, Arizona. We were playing out there, and we were all just pretty exhausted, and we were getting ready to fly into Paris, but before we did that, we had 4 days off at home. At the time, I was living in South Carolina, so I was going to go to South Carolina for 4 days and then fly to Paris. And as it so happened, Auerbach called my management at the time and just kind of said, hey, you should come and write some, you know. And the story that I was told is that he asked my friend Mal Parker, he said, do you guys know Marcus King? And they said, the guitar player? He's like, no, the singer. And that meant a lot to me because I had never really fancied myself a singer until then. And I just canceled everything I had planned. I didn't go home. I just went straight to Nashville on the next flight, it seemed. And the next morning I went to Nashville and we wrote together for the 4 days that I had off. And I still had to fly to Greenville for 40 minutes and then Greenville to Atlanta. And then Atlanta to Paris. So that was frustrating. Airlines got me on that one. But that's how it all started, right? And in my rambling way of putting it, when I got back from Paris, I then did a record with Dave Cobb. And that's the first time I spent here in Nashville. And then cut to a year later, I moved here. And the first thing I did upon moving here was, you know, we didn't even see the inside of our house, and I know. We used to live over in East Nashville. Never saw the inside of our house. Just signed from the road, showed up, moved a couple couches in. First thing I did was go to the studio and cut El Dorado. So it's my city of gold.
It's a pretty rock and roll lifestyle story right there. Incredible.
We do what we can. We try to play the part.
Basically, going home to pack your bag to go to Paris. That's all pretty sweet, and I'm sure you miss some of that at this point.
Oh, man, I will never complain again about having to ride on a long bus ride or a long airplane ride. I'm happy to go anywhere right now.
Well, let me ask how you got involved with Eric Clapton's Crossroads.
That was another one. 2019 was a big year, and 2020 is hindsight for a reason. We're all looking back on how great 2019 was. So we were really happy to get that call and to be invited to come play on that. And just showing up there was just unreal, you know, because the vibe there is just all my favorite artists. Because I grew up with my father. I'm the son of a rock and roll guitar player, so he's 67, so all his favorite comedians and all his favorite singers and guitar players were all there, which happened to be all my favorites as well. So it was an instance hanging out with Bill Murray and Bonnie Raitt, and my buddy Keb Moe introduced me to them. And, you know, and it's just such a great sense of camaraderie there. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Clapton's whole reason for being there is to raise money for the Crossroads Foundation, which is for his rehabilitation center. So the idea of camaraderie and just all-around togetherness, which now is a pretty naughty word in the COVID times, but it was really beautiful, and I cherish that.
I want to dig into the El Dorado album for a song now. You want to tell the story behind Wildflowers and Wine?
Absolutely. I wrote that with Dan and with our good friend Ronnie Bowman, who's a Nashville resident and just one of the most incredible bluegrass singers you'll ever hear. And he's just got a way of writing where he suggests things that, you know, I couldn't have even said any better than myself, you know. Just like he was there, you know, with me when I had these experiences. But this song is about, you know, the first time I drove up to see my girlfriend, Haley, that when she still lived in Virginia and I still lived in South Carolina. I'd make that 7-hour drive. And that first time going up to see her, I picked some wildflowers on the side of the road and got a cheap bottle of red wine, and we just listened to Al Green records and danced, and it's just a wonderful experience, and that's what this song's about.
Wildflowers and wine, the old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine. I walk through fields of evergreen, a golden sun never seen. I pick them one at a time. Wildflowers and wine. Oh, I can't help it, feeling the way I do. I know you feel it. Feel it the same way too. Oh, I can't help it. All I need tonight, you know I mean it. When I look in your eyes. Wildflowers, wine. Oh, scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine. Thank you. rock in your heart. Cheap red wine. Yeah, the old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. Yeah, we're still out here dancing.
Beautiful. Wildflowers and Wine, as we are talking with Marcus King for Words and Music here at WMOT. The new record, El Dorado, with all kinds of accolades and awards. And you might not know that you were the number one most played album on WMOT for this last year.
Wow, I'm honored. I had no idea.
I love being able to tell you that. And, you know, it's such an amazing list. There's so many cool artists and so many people actually that live here in the Nashville area that made our list this year, which, of course, is part of our mission, you know, to build community around the music. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
And, of course, you topped the Billboard Folk Album chart and the Americana chart with this album. I'm just so delighted that it saw the light of day that it has brought you. With every step of the way, it seems to build more and more for you, and that's a lovely thing. So have you been working on new music in quarantine?
I have. I've been staying steadily busy, you know, either doing work around the house or I'm writing. You know, it's kind of not a lot of in between. And taking the proper precautions and going to see, you know, family, you know, if the opportunity presents itself to do it safely and make sure everybody's taken care of in that way. But, man, this whole quarantine has just been writing and just tracking demos and just getting prepared to go back in the studio this coming January. I think we're going to go in and cut two records at the start of the year.
That's incredible. Well, also, I wanted to talk to you about your four-of-a-kind streams that you did for Music Cares. That was an incredible multi-session, right? It was over a weekend that you were – that was the dryer. The vicissitudes of home recording. So you did these streams over the course of how long and invited all kinds of people in to play with you. You want to talk about that?
So that was an interesting one. I think like a lot of people, you know, I was feeling a bit manic, you know, and we were getting an opportunity to work again, which was pretty outstanding to us. So, you know, for me, I was very excited, and I bit off a lot. I bit off a lot for myself and for the band to chew, and we had a very small amount of time to rehearse. And we really put a lot of work into that four of a kind, and then we realized that we kind of planned our whole thing around having guests come in, and then we remembered the reason that we're doing a stream in the first place is because we can't get people together. So there was not a lot of foresight there, but we had to channel all of our focus and energy into doing it the safest way possible with temperature checks and staying socially distanced and keeping the crew socially distanced. And that was the headache part of it. But what was really gratifying was making music and raising money for Music Cares with the help of our partners in Spotify and getting some, you know, relief aid to musicians like us that were struggling during this time, you know.
Would you do another song for us? I want to dig into Break.
Sure. I always love playing the song for people because it's just a way different vibe than I've ever done on any of my work. And I remember being in the studio with Dan, and you'll hear there's a section where the string quartet goes into playing the melody, and it's just so beautiful and so tasteful the way that they perform it. But what was meant to be there was a guitar solo, and that was a pretty funny conversation between Dan and myself. So there's going to be a guitar solo here, and then the strings will be on top of it. And he's like, no, you're not hearing me correctly. We're just not going to put a guitar solo on the song. And that was such a foreign concept to me that it didn't even occur, but it was totally the right move production-wise. And this is the first song I ever did just as a vocalist, and I think I played some rhythm guitar, but I'm proud to play it for you.
Song Break. We're talking with Marcus King. The album El Dorado here at WMOT Roots Radio for Words and Music. I know none of us have a crystal ball and we can't really foresee what might be in play for next year. You mentioned that you've got two albums that you're going to record. Do you have any sense of when they'll see light of day?
We're hoping to have something out in the spring and in the fall. My plan is to put out two records next year and to just put an overwhelming amount of material out for people to have something, because we just want to give people something to listen to, and we want to have a lot of material to tour behind. And that's what we intend on doing when they open us back up, is touring. But the way I've been putting it to people is, if you've ever driven through Kansas and you look forward so much to getting to Denver, when you get to that Colorado line, you're usually faced with about 3 more hours of Kansas-looking terrain. So I think once we get to Colorado, we still got a few more hours before we see the lights of the city, but just hang in there.
I totally agree. And it's interesting when you're running a marathon, which we are, and not really having a sense of when it will end. And so you really have to kind of gear your head toward just being in the moment of it and not looking to get to the goal of it, because who knows when that is. But the music has really helped, and having it, being able to have new music to dig into, and the normalcy that music brings.
Absolutely. I think this has been such a humbling experience, you know, as an understatement, but I think for musicians and people in the music industry all alike, it leveled the playing field. It just completely leveled us and put us all on this same spectrum, you know, at least for a little while there. Like that first month, you know, the arena acts, the bar acts, you know, hell, street performers, everybody was right here together again. And there was just we all grieved what we've taken for granted for so long, which is just performing for people. And I think we're all going to go out with a greater appreciation and a deeper love and compassion for music that we may have lost or become jaded to. So in that way, it's a positive, but there's a lot more negative I could get into, but that's a positive, I guess.
Well, one of the other things that I find really so charming and endearing is that you have, just in the course of these last few minutes, mentioned being involved in two charity events and, you know, that ability for musicians really to shine a light and give their talents to give back is an incredible gift to all of us.
Oh, well, of course. I think it's just one of the best things to do with your talent is to give back with it, you know, and any way that we can help, we always are happy to.
Well, we love what you do. Could you do one more song for us?
Yeah, so this last song, I always like to play this one for people because it's funny now doing interviews about El Dorado. I feel like I've been frozen for a year because of this pandemic. And they just unfroze me to do all the album release information again. But I remember the first interview I did about El Dorado upon its release was with a German publication. And my grandmother was German, so they're always very direct with their questions. Their line of questions is no cutting around. They're just very direct. And he'd ask me why I'd never put a love song out and why all my songs are so basically a bummer is how I put it. And I pointed him in the direction of this song, and this is a song actually entitled Love Song, and it's for all the lovers out there, and I wrote it with my lady in mind.
To light, it's my message to you. I'm here.
Marcus King, love song for Roots and Music here at WMOT Roots Radio. Thank you for sharing.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And great good luck on the Grammys.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to everything in 2021 and continued success. Marcus King.
Cheers.